Is it me or is it getting hot in here today? Because today we are going to be following 9 steps to creating sexual tension. Just like flirting, sexual tension can be a difficult skill to master. It is, however, necessary if you want to make sure you are out of the friend zone. But before we do head into the 9 steps, we will talk about what is sexual tension and why it's important. Make sure you have given us a huge like, subscribe to this channel so you don't miss out on the daily content, and, well, stay tuned. What is sexual tension? Well, sexual tension is when two people have a sexual desire towards each other, but they don't actually act on it. Hence the reason tension is in the actual phrase. Sexual tension is full of anticipations and what ifs. You are both attracted to each other, physically at least, but there's something in the way. It's like you are naturally drawn to each other, but maybe you are friends or you've never explored that side of the relationship. It feels like a game that only you two know is being played. It's electric and exciting. Sexual tension is almost never spoken about. It's communicated through non-verbal signals like eye contact, touching, and how close you are to the other person. But why is it important? Sexual tension makes us feel alive. It's amazing when we find someone that we have it with. And if you are wanting to start a relationship with that person, it's important that you both feel the sexual tension. Because if you are not attracted to each other anymore, the relationship won't last very long. Sexual tension also slows things down. It's like eating the main course and then waiting for the dessert. You build that need for each other. It builds anticipation, shows that you are not desperate, and doesn't overwhelm you both. It also allows things to build and not just fizzle out. So sexual tension's pretty important. But how do you create it? Well, let's find out. Move closer to her. The first step in creating sexual tension is moving closer. If you are sitting far away from her, or you are in a room and she's the other way across it, well, it's gonna be hard to create that tension. Try to sit next to her or opposite her. If you are in a room, try to move closer and join in with the conversation that she might be having without being awkward. You might be friends, so to start building up some sexual tension, try to move closer to her whenever you can. The closeness of being near to each other really creates some sexual tension. Physical contact. Maintaining physical contact can help create that sexual tension. For example, you make the lady laugh and place your hand on her shoulder. Instead of taking it off straight away, just kind of leave it lingering there for a couple of seconds. This will show her that you like her, as she might not know that already, and that you are sexually interested. And it also creates a flirty environment. Touch is a huge part of creating sexual tension, so a little touch on the shoulder or the arm can go a long way. Work on building sexual tension when you are alone. It can be tricky to build sexual tension when someone else is in the room. It then becomes more of a casual friend thing. It's better to build it when you are alone or on a date. If someone else is in the room, they take the attention away from both of you. You want to be focusing on each other whilst building that tension. Although you might be tempted to turn up the dial when someone else is in the room, wait for them to leave or save it for another day. The anticipation will excite you both and only make you like each other more. Lower the volume of your voice and speak slowly. Women love it when men have those deep, husky voices. And if you do want to create some sexual tension, you need to lower the volume of your voice. It needs to feel like you are only speaking to her. Then you might need to speak a little deeper than you normally would. Take it down maybe one level. The next step is to speak slowly. If you are speaking fast, then that's how you would speak to friends or co-workers. Speaking slow helps to draw out words and keeps her on her toes. It also means she listens to everything you say and it draws attention to your lips. This works especially well if you are in a dark restaurant, a bar, or speaking one-on-one at a party. Eye contact. Eye contact is important when you are flirting with someone, but also when it comes to sexual tension. Try to make eye contact with her across the room, at work, or while you are walking to your date. It all helps to build up that anticipation. While the lady is talking to you, hold her gaze and smile. Take note of the colour of her eyes and do this for a few seconds longer than you normally would. She will feel flattered that you are looking at her and also be curious and think, why is he looking at me so intently? This is going to make her mind race about what is still to come. Stay mysterious. Do not give everything away on the first date or the first time when you meet her. If she is not already a friend, try to keep a little bit about yourself back. You could also allude to things about yourself, but not tell her outright. For example, you could say, well, my job involves numbers, but you don't actually say that you are an accountant. It will leave her mind wandering and thinking, who is this guy? And this is a great way to increase sexual tension, and it really gets that girl excited. And as the relationship moves along, you can slowly tell her more about yourself. Keeping a girl guessing really does keep them attracted to you. Be confident. We all have self-doubt sometimes, but being confident is a seriously attractive trait. When it comes to sexual tension, you need to be confident. You are putting yourself out there. Of course, there's the possibility that she doesn't feel the same way, but the great thing about sexual tension is you will know quickly if it's true. You will realize that she is giving off a different type of body language that you are, so you can back off. But if she's giving off the same type of body language, you know that she likes you and you can be, well, super confident about it. In the beginning, you need to believe that she likes you so that in the end, she really will. Don't kiss her too quickly. Finally, it's important to build up the anticipation, so don't kiss her too quickly. Even though it might be tempting, keep the sexual tension building before you do eventually kiss. And then when you do, make sure you kiss her slowly and hold her face. It will make it feel like it's lasting longer and make it really seem worthwhile for the both of you. Kissing slowly is also a tease in itself. Pull away slightly and look at her before going back in, and this all builds up that sexual tension and keeps the lady on her toes. Remember to relax. Being tight or locked up when trying to create sexual tension, well, it's not sexy. It makes you look nervous, and you are, of course, allowed to be nervous. It's scary creating sexual tension with a girl. And if you want a good chance of succeeding, though, it's important to loosen the shoulders. Don't fold your arms, and as mentioned previously, speak slowly. Relaxing into it will help you enjoy it more and mean that the girl will also feel more relaxed and be able to show the same sexual tension that you are feeling. So, gentlemen, now you know how to create sexual tension, you are fully prepared. Good luck! If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.